You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hena Baba. And now we're going to visit Solano State Prison in Vacaville to the studios of the incarcerated men that we're helping record and edit stories for air here on KALW.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
Damon Cook is a student in our class at Solano State Prison. He's been incarcerated for 28 years, and recently Damon went up for a parole board hearing, his chance to be released. When the hearing was over, he came straight back to the radio lab. I'll let his fellow producer Brian Thames take it from there.
Damon L. Cook recently attended his 13th Board of Parole hearings. His fellow Uncuffed reporters, Spoon Jackson, Steve Drown, and me, Brian Thames, anxiously awaited his return to interview him about the process and results.
We're trying to figure out how the board went, and from the countenance on his face, it seemed like it might have been positive. I don't know, but I got to...
That's all in your perception. So let's cut right to the chase.
Come on, we want
to... I received a three-year denial today. The main factors of my three-year denial was confidential information from San Quentin. Just people dropping notes. Those notes, they said, are deemed credible at this time. So they used that to base their decision to find me unsuitable.
Are you angry right now?
Actually, I'm not angry, man.
Indifferent? What do you feel?
Disappointment. I feel for my family, not for me. It's really not about me. It's about the work that I put in to get a parole date. They laid out all the criteria and readily admitting, I did everything under the sun in prison. Everything bad. 10 years, nothing. And then some guy drops a note saying that I'm going to kill the population. Just to listen to that. I'm going to kill the population? How does that happen? So this is a method that inmates use, and I'm going to use convicts. I'm going to say inmates. Now this is a tool. If I'm jealous or I don't like you, I'll just drop a note saying some things. And then that's what happens. The panel, they hammered me for about 2.5 hours, 3 hours. It seems that distancing myself from my past behavior sometimes can be difficult to people who are in the criminal business. So when they look at me, and when I speak to them, it's a different type of bar, a meter, if I can explain that. And they say, they use words like, oh, you're highly intelligent, you're articulate. These things work to your disadvantage. So the more I hear those, the more I see this hearing's not going the way I want it to go. Even though I try to speak to them in the English that I speak, they still find issues with that. They take issues with that. So they didn't find me suitable, and I'm going to fight. So I'm sitting in the fire right now.
And the one thing that stood out to me more than anything else is your deep love for your family.
Thank you.
What are you going to tell your family about this?
I got to call my mom, but ironically, I got to say grandmother. I don't know if she's going to make it to my next hearing. I don't know. It's a serious situation. I just lost one of my grandmothers, not even 2 months ago. I lost my grandfather. I lost my father. Everybody's gone except for my mother and my grandmother. Part of me wants not to tell them, but I gotta tell them. But right now, I'm avoiding it. I believe this is a part of my journey. But the feelings, man, are there. They're real. It's hard to accept the fact that I've done what I was supposed to do and didn't get granted parole. I don't put it in anyone else's hands. God makes the final decision, and that's the way I believe.
Damon Cook is a producer for Uncuffed, KALW's series at Solano State Prison. He spoke with his fellow producers Spoon Jackson, Steve Drown, and Brian Thames. Brian edited their conversation. Uncuffed is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. All content is approved by an information officer. And you can listen to more stories from Uncuffed at our website, kalw.org/uncuffed. And while you're there, make sure to subscribe to the Cross Currents podcast so you can hear all our stories whenever you want.